107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got a very special event happening on Sunday. Joining us on the phone line with Stratford and District Horticultural Society, we've got Ron Nickel on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Jamie, how's it going?
Doing great. Ron, very special event with the Horticultural Society slated for Sunday. What's going on?
Well, for the first time in over 2 years, we're holding our annual Stratford District Horticultural Society Garden Tour, which is an event that's part of the Stratford Horticultural Society organization, where people have an opportunity to come around and see some of the properties and gardens in Stratford.
So this is very special. You can tour 8 private gardens, and it's set for Sunday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And as you mentioned, Ron, this has been a long time coming because through the pandemic, it's had to have been put off and delayed, but we're back at it on Sunday.
That's right. And it's always been sort of a popular event for us in terms of a fundraiser and popularity with the community. And people from outside of Stratford come to see the properties as well and see the gardens. So it's always been a kind of an event that we look forward to each year.
Yeah, because again, it's 8 private gardens, so it's kind of a chance to see behind the scenes, if you will, kind of a sneak peek. So the garden tour is set for Sunday. How's it work in terms of tickets?
We are selling tickets right now. You can buy them in advance here in Stratford. Cosine's Garden Center on Huron Street here in town is selling them, as well as Sebringville Garden Center in Sebringville. And the tickets are $15 each, or 2 for $25. So it's a little bit of a saving if you buy 2. And once you have your ticket, you get a pass that has a map, the addresses, a description of each of the gardens, and we've got some ballots for some yet-to-be-named prizes. So, you can get everything you need in your package, and then you just show up at the properties, which you can do in any order. We have a suggested order, but some people, if they decide to ride their bikes, they may choose to do it a different way.
Fair enough. Now, are all the gardens in Stratford?
They are. Sometimes we've been in Sebringville. We had one at Crystal Lake a couple of years ago, Gads Hill. But this year, all 8 properties are right in the city limits.
Oh, well, that is great to hear. Stratford and District Horticultural Society Garden Tour for Sunday, July 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And this is great, at least in terms of moving forward with Stratford and District Horticultural Society. I know you had your plant sale at the local not too far back, so this is great with more in-person events happening.
Yeah, it's good that, and because it's all outside, we're not hugely worried. I mean, we'll be taking a few precautions, lots of sanitizer, and anyone who chooses to wear a mask is more than welcome to do that. But because you're outdoors, and we'll be sort of spacing people out as they go through the properties, it's we're thinking it'll be quite safe, and that the protocols that we have in place will meet the needs.
Sounds good.
Oh, and the one thing I didn't mention in terms of ticket sales, you can actually buy a ticket on the day. We'll have a little kiosk set up at City Hall here in Stratford, just on Downey Street side of City Hall. And if anyone wants to buy a ticket at that point, they can still pick one up at the same price, 1 for $15 or 2 for $25, between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Yeah, perfect. So a pass is still available the day of the event. And looking at the long-range forecast, Ron, looks like a nice day on Sunday. So we're going to cross our fingers.
Fingers crossed. I think I only recall rain once in all the years we've been doing this, and this is about our 24th or 25th, I think, garden tour.
So, oh, my gosh.
It's traditionally a pretty good weekend. If anything, sometimes it's too hot, but we'll take that.
We'll take it, for sure. Stratford and District Horticultural Society. And, Ron, if folks would like more information about the great work that you do, and sometimes people don't realize the great work with the Horticultural Society in terms of some of the gardens in Stratford, all the work that the volunteers and people do.
Yeah, we've got quite a number of different projects going on. I mean, our fundraisers, like our plant sale and the garden tour, the proceeds go to community events that we do. There's educational programs. But one of our big things, as you mentioned, is looking after some of the city gardens, which we've asked the city and have been given permission to do, to look after the gardens like Churchill Circle, the Bonnie Richardson Garden on Freeland. There's the Center Street Garden. Catherine East at the corner of, it's just right outside the John Street entrance of the cemetery. So there's a number of the gardens around town that we look after, and it gives just something, a little extra lift to the gardens that the city wouldn't be able to do.
Well, exactly. Thanks so much for all that you do for our community with Stratford and District Horticultural Society. Again, garden tour is set for Sunday, July 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Of course, we'll share the details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. But be sure to get your tickets, get your passes. Ron Nickel with Stratford and District Horticultural Society. Ron, thanks for this, and have a great garden tour on Sunday.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. We appreciate your support.